Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg en Mbombela 32, Pretoria kook op 34 grade, Tzaneen 33.
Midrand, there's a memorial event underway. It's affecting traffic on the N1 near Samrand Road and Centurion N1 southbound, the lost load across the carriageway after Boeta Avenue, and there are heavy delays.
'N taxi-staking vanoggend in die weste van Pretoria se middestad het gewelddadig geword. Skote is afgevuur toe bestuurders en metro-polisiebeamptes in Bloed en Boomstraat slags geraak het, maar daar bestaan bestuurders betoog na bewering oor voertuie wat geskiet is. Die ANC Jeugliga het vandag 'n ekonomiese vryheidsoptog in Sandton gehou om onder meer ekonomiese transformasie te eis. Die sekretaris-generaal, Nkululeko, sê die betoging is gemik op werkloosheid onder die jeug en oor finansiële sleutels of stelsels wat jong mense uitsluit. Hy sê die optog vra 'n meer inklusiewe ekonomie.
We are now advocating for job guarantee programs instead of grant systems that are consistently creating this vicious poverty. The only solution to high growth levels in the country, to resolving youth unemployment, is to ensure that you industrialize the South African economy.
Die DA sê hy sal die nasionale vervolgingsgesag na die parlement ontbied om sy besluit te verduidelik om president Cyril Ramaphosa nie oor die Palapala diefstalskandaal te vervolg nie. Die NVG in Limpopo het gister gesê daar's geen vooruitsigte op suksesvolle vervolging van Ramaphosa en die hoof van sy beskermingsdienste nie. In 2022 het die voormalige spionasiebaas Arthur Fraser Ramaphosa daarvan beskuldig dat hy die rooftog by sy plaas waar duisende dollars gesteel is, toegesmeer het. Die alleier John Steenhuisen.
I think that there does need to be greater explanation of the decision. I think that when a decision like this is made and it has, you know, obvious implications that reach right the way to the very top of government, that there does need to be greater information that is provided, and I believe that the Justice Portfolio Committee in Parliament should be the place where the NPA come and share with those who are exercised with conducting oversight of them are able to understand the decisions there. Once that information is in given, it will obviously determine how you proceed going forward.
Die saak teen 'n polisiebeampte in Limpopo wat beskuldig word van die moord op 6 mense vir versekeringsuitbetalings is in die Landdroshof in Polokwane tot volgende Vrydag uitgestel. Die 43-jarige sersant het na bewering meer as $10 miljoen geëis deur middel van lewensversekering van die slagoffers. Vir meer besoek jackarandfm.com en klik op news. En 2024 se Nobelprys vir vrede is toegeken aan die Japaneese organisasie Nihon Hindakyo. Dit oor sy verteenwoordiging van mense wat die atoombomaanval op Hiroshima oorleef het. Jorgen van der Vreindes van die Nobelkomitee het op 'n nuuskonferensie gesê die organisasie word erken vir sy dekadelange veldtog om 'n wêreld vry van kernwapens te bereik.
In awarding this year's Nobel Peace Prize to Nihon Hindakyo, the Norwegian Nobel Committee wishes to honor all survivors who, despite physical suffering and painful memories, have chosen to use their costly experience to cultivate hope and engagement for peace.
Ek is Chanel September, top story at the Sauer taxi strike in Marabastat turned violent this morning.
Hey, you live in trying times. Hey, have you ever wanted to be a TV star, my radio presenting buddy?
Why not?
Okay, here, just jot this down. MzansiMagic.tv /Big Brother. Upload your 2-minute audition tape today.
There we go.
There we go. Can you still do the news from the Big Brother house?
We'll see how it works. I can do it from there.
They're looking for folks right now. If you want to be a contestant, upload your 2-minute audition tape to them. MzansiMagic.tv /Big Brother. We'll see you. Opie Scatterby.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love.